wear your hat indoors. And so I'm not passing judgment, but I was going back and forth. Then I could have taken it off and stuff. But isn't it great? I love Stampede season. This time where there's Stampede breakfasts all over the place. Food, fellowship, welcome, hospitality. It's a great time of the season, isn't it? Back in 1990, I kind of did my own little Stampede. It was on a bike. now I'm going to give my age away, but who cares? I was turning 30, and I had one of those conversations with myself. You know, I always thought that by the time I turned 30, I would have made it to 20. And so as I saw my 30th birthday coming, I planned a trip to Germany and decided to do it on a bike. And so it's like a stampede, starting out north of Hamburg and then going to Berlin and then going down into what was formerly East Germany near Dresden, et cetera. And I was riding by myself, but through my grandparents, I had all these places along the way where there were folks that knew my grandparents, and I knew I would have a place to stay and a place that would not slam the door in my face when I got there and also feed me. It was good. And so it kind of worked out about 2 or 3 days on the road, you know, staying in hotels and stuff, but pedaling on the bike. You know, I really look forward to the next place where I could just not have to move for a while and be treated like a guest and sometimes almost royalty because I was the relative from Texas, you know. And almost like islands of refuge or islands of peace, islands of hospitality, islands of welcome. And it was such a gift to have those people that were there waiting and wanting to receive me and welcoming in and giving me that place of refuge. As I was pondering today's gospel, this story reminded me of that trip, because it's about Jesus is sending out. It says another 70, and so this is in addition to his 12 disciples, but we can assume that these were people who had been following Jesus, learning the way of life, learning the kingdom life that he was introducing to them, learning about who God was, God's desire for us, how to live, people who were excited about what that was, and going out and sharing it. And then as we hear the story, it's a lot about those words I've used already, welcome and hospitality and food and drink. It's like Jesus was sending these people out, entrusting them with a message, but also knowing that there would be places where they could go and they would be received. And there's this really curious verse in there. It says, when you enter a house, say, peace be on this house. And if there's anyone sharing in peace, then your peace will go and rest on them. It's a very spiritual kind of thing, isn't it? You know, it kind of describes my experience in Germany. The houses I went into, I was hoping, expecting, going in peace. And sure enough, that peace almost reverberated. And it was almost like coming home to a place, John Denver song, going home to a place I'd never been before, right? I didn't intend for that to come out. But it was like that. And as Jesus is describing how these people are supposed to go, the main thing they do is go and they proclaim peace. And if there's someone who shares in peace, then it's a place where peace is nurtured, strengthened, and even something spiritual is happening. And in the Greek, instead of saying sharing in peace, it says, if there's a son of peace or a child of peace, then your peace will rest on them. Peace has in the New Testament, the word used for peace is Irina. So if anybody here named Irene, you probably know some Irenes. That word means peace. In Hebrew, it's shalom. In Arabic, it's salam. German, Frida. French, Where's Michaela? Pay, right? Spanish, paz. Every language has a word for peace. And especially I like the word shalom, because it's more, peace is not just about an absence of conflict or an absence of stress. It's the presence of something. It's the presence of well-being, presence of wholeness, presence of life that is truly life. So Jesus says that if there's a son or daughter of peace in that place, then your peace and that person's peace then creates, well, I'm going to say an island of peace, an island of refuge, an island of welcome, an island of hospitality, an island of inclusion, an island where there is well-being and there is life. Now, I'm very intentionally using the word island because then I can talk about seas, S-E-A-S, not the letter C. But I think we live in a sea where people are in need of those kinds of islands. We've been, for the last year or so, you commissioned a listening team, and we've been listening to God through Scripture, to God through the congregation, and also out in the community. And especially once we turned our ears to the community, what we started hearing about was how we heard things like, our society is sick. There's an epidemic of mental illness. Social isolation is one of the major problems. In terms of a sea, we live in a sea where people are struggling. Imagine that everybody is living on boats. And there are different sized boats that they're living on, but they feel like they're having to make it on their own. They're struggling with trying to stay in control. They're even struggling to stay afloat because they're taking on water. They need islands of peace, islands of life, islands of refuge, where they can go and discover that they are not alone. Discover that the God of the universe is about peace, about that which brings us together, about that which has us recognize brothers and sisters, about that which has us find a home where we've never been before and with people we've never met. This is the mission that we are called to. I hope and pray that this place right here, this sanctuary, this place we call Lutheran Church of the Cross, is such an island of peace where people come and they experience welcome and inclusion and affirmation, where they experience life and relationship and connectedness, where they experience peace and shalom in all of its depth. But we're not, and we cannot be, the only island of peace. We're part of a, here's a fancy word, archipelago of islands of peace called the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. But we're not the only archipelago of peace that's out there. There's an archipelago of the United Church. Just before I was getting ready to preach, what was his name, Laura?
I don't know who you're talking about.
The person that invited us to the pancake breakfast.
Bob Steele.
He came down and wanted to make sure you know that they're having their Stampede breakfast next Sunday and that you're all invited. I mean, there's archipelagos of peace all over the place. And part of our job is to remember we're not the only ones. That part of what we are called to do is to go out. Go out in peace, and where there are children of peace, other islands of peace, to connect with them and work together. And so, yes, we can partner with the United Church and with the Anglican Church and with the Presbyterians, with other Christians, but also islands of peace by whatever name they go by. It may be Muslim. It may be Hindu. It may be, who knows? Jesus says, when you go to that place and say, peace in this, peace be in this house, and there is a child of peace there, then your peace will rest on them. We are called to go out and be islands of peace. Each one of you can be an island of peace, a place where when they go there, when somebody encounters you, what they find is something that gives them hope, that gives them rest, that gives them someone that will listen, someone that gives them peace. And that kind of peace is a spiritual experience. It is that spirit of peace that connects one with another, the spirit of peace that connects us with God and with God. I mentioned the bike, my bike stampede across Germany when I was starting. And I mentioned that I had these islands of peace arranged, you might say, around Germany, and the last one was in Switzerland. But also, I encountered a couple of islands of peace that I didn't plan on. One was on the way to Berlin. I met an East Berliner. This is when the wall was just starting to come down, for those of you that know history a little bit, who was a physicist and was on his way back from biking in Holland. And I was talking about how I was hoping to go into East Germany at the time, but I didn't have any visa or anything, and so I wasn't sure that was going to happen at all. But he said, oh, you've got to come. And became an island of peace and hope. And he actually showed me around East Berlin. He made sure I made it across and was safe and on my way. And that allowed me to go down and visit some relatives down in Dresden that I hadn't planned on. He was an island of peace that I didn't recognize until he reached out to me and I reached out to him. And we connected. It just so happens that same day I headed south from Berlin into East Germany. It was on a weekend and all the hotels were full. And I was trying to find a place to stay. So I was walking around this place called Grunewald, something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And I was starting to run out of options, contemplating just finding a tree someplace to lie underneath. I didn't have any camping gear or anything. And so I stopped to ask a guy walking on the street, where's the train station? Because always across from the train station, there's a hotel. And it's usually the worst one in town, but there's always a hotel. Maybe they would have room. And when he found out that I was going to stay in that hotel, he goes, oh, you can't stay in that hotel. You got to come stay with me. And all my alarms went off. Uh-oh. What if he's well-intentioned? What if he's out to, what if he does this? Looks for people walking with bikes that have an American accent just so he can rob them. And I finally said, you know, he feels like a man of peace. And so I trusted him. And sure enough, he put me up, fed me this great dinner, got up and invited his mom over, and they had this wonderful breakfast for me. I found a refuge, an island of peace there with a person I'd never met before. That's what islands of peace do. They look for other places where they can provide peace, solace, hope, where they can provide life. Jesus called this the kingdom of God. When you go to a place and they welcome you in your peace residence, tell them the kingdom of God has come near. In studying this text and other readings throughout the Bible, the word peace and kingdom of God keep coming up together. To be an island of peace is to participate in the kingdom of God, in the archipelago that God is up to, an archipelago that stretches across Alberta, across Canada, across North America, all across the world. Islands of peace, kingdoms of God all throughout the world. We are called to look for them and partner with them. And as we do that, we are part of bringing the kingdom of God to the world. So you can do this in your own life. In your family, be an island of peace. Be someone that brings life, brings calm, that gets in touch with the peace that comes from God, that allows us to weather, to be resilient, to stand firm and centered in the midst of a world that is changing. Be an island of peace when you go to work. Be an island of peace when you go to school. Be an island of peace when you go shopping. Be an island of peace when you go bowling. Be an island of peace when you play hockey or baseball. any sport, be an island of peace wherever you go. Be an island of peace when we go outside and go to the Stampede breakfast. Be welcoming, be inclusive, be a person of hospitality. Be someone who shares food and breaks bread with people, both friends and friends-to-be. Be on the island of peace. Yahoo!